This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 16th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, we're seeing warm and sunny conditions. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in the sun, perfect for a stroll outside. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a pleasant breeze. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, ideal for evening activities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Ynet reports the U.S. has attacked Iran for the fifth consecutive night. President Trump is weighing expanded operations, but is not ready to send in ground troops. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes increased airstrikes and ground action as options Trump considers against Iran. These include seizing islands in the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post says recent U.S. strikes on Iran strengthen Trump's options for new escalation. Targets include air defense systems and missile sites. Separately, Times of Israel reports Israel's latest strikes in Gaza have killed 12, including Hamas police officers. Morocco has also signed on to join peace talks. And finally, JNS reports a Sacramento City Council member accusing Israel of genocide leads the California Democratic primary for Congress. Progressive energy is driving her campaign. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, an intelligence account, posted just minutes ago about air defense activity over Tehran. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle Eastern commentator, wrote recently that Iran continues to attack Gulf neighbors. The Kuwaiti army intercepted Iranian missiles and drones earlier today. Al Arabiya English reported less than an hour ago that an Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed a man, his wife, and their daughter. This comes as ceasefire talks falter. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran conflict. The U.S. has continued its strikes on Iran for a fifth straight night, as reported by Ynet. President Trump is contemplating further military actions, but is cautious about committing ground forces. This ongoing conflict raises tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial oil passageway. Turning to the increased military options. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Trump is considering aggressive tactics, including seizing strategic islands. This move could escalate regional tensions, impacting global oil markets and diplomatic ties with Iran. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that recent U.S. bombings have targeted key Iranian defense sites. These actions are part of a broader strategy to limit Iran's military capabilities. Such strikes could pave the way for more severe confrontations, affecting regional stability. In a related development, the Times of Israel reveals that Israeli airstrikes in Gaza resulted in 12 casualties. Among the dead are Hamas police officers. This attack follows failed ceasefire discussions, indicating a potential escalation in hostilities between Israel and Gaza. Finally, turning to U.S. politics. JNS highlights that a Sacramento City Council member, critical of Israel, is leading in the Democratic primary. Her success signals a shift towards more progressive views within the party, which could influence future U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that IBM stock is plummeting in the wake of poor financial forecasts. The tech giant faces challenges as budgets shift toward AI advancements. Separately, CTech reveals Stripe and Advent have launched a $53 billion bid for PayPal. This move could reshape the payments industry, uniting two major players. And finally, Ynet Business highlights that Israel boasts the world's densest AI talent pool but lacks matching infrastructure. According to a Bank of America report, this gap could hinder Israel's growth in the AI sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.